This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Just take a look at the supermarket ads at the moment and you'd think that Christmas is the time of happy families, an abundance of food, lots of presents. But in reality, it can be a pretty lonely and challenging time for many. Well, there's no need for anyone to be lonely on Christmas Day, thanks to Drummond Street Services. Their sixth annual free queer space breakfast is on Christmas morning. And to find out more, we're joined by Gemma Mead, who's the Director of Services at Drummond Street Services. Gemma, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
How challenging can the end of the year be for some people?
It can be a really difficult time. I think for our LGBTIQA+ communities, particularly coming out of the last few years when we've had the COVID lockdowns and the impacts of the ongoing stress of that has been really challenging for all of us. And then coming into times like Christmas when, like you said, there's all the ads and the happy families on TV and that expectation that we're all going to be around the people who are our family of origin, it can be really challenging if you don't have those supports in your life.
Can knowing that, I suppose, others are with family make that loneliness and isolation even more obvious?
Absolutely. I think the end of the year and Christmas, and for people, you know, not everybody actually celebrates Christmas either, but just coming to that end of the year when it's the season of celebrations, and that expectation that you have either a family of origin or that you should have other kind of social connections or people around you that you can celebrate with. And if you don't have that and seeing that happening everywhere around you, it can be really challenging.
And it is hard to have those connections around, particularly on Christmas Day, because everyone is so committed to other events during that day, lunches or what have you. It's hard, sometimes hard to reach out to someone and say, hey, I'm by myself, you know, can we catch up?
Yep, absolutely. So that's why 6 years ago we put on our first Queer Space Christmas morning breakfast. And again, as I said, not everyone celebrates Christmas. It's about it being a day that it's nice for people to come together, whether you actually recognise Christmas as a celebration or not. But yeah, it's an opportunity for people to come together. The first 3 years ran it in a park and brought along huge barbecues and vats of food. And then 3 years ago, we were so fortunate to start a partnership with Australian Venue Co. So Talina Menzies, their head chef, has very kindly offered the venue and catered for us for the last 3 years, which has been amazing.
Is it popular? Do you get a lot of people turning up?
We do. We get about 200 folks.
Oh, wow.
Turn up. Yeah, yeah.
And that's 200 people that could feel isolated and lonely otherwise.
Absolutely. And some people will say, you know, they come along and they'll say that it's the only thing that they actually have happening that day. So it's really lovely to have that as a beginning connection for that day that can be quite tricky. We've had folk who have met their lifelong partners there at the first event and still come back together 6 years later, which is just so lovely. We also have families come with kids and, yeah, all ages. It's really an intergenerational event.
And, of course, as you mentioned, not everyone does celebrate Christmas, but can anyone still attend?
Absolutely. We don't have sort of Christmas decorations or anything up or Christmas carols. Frock Hudson comes and does some numbers, and we've got board games for people who might just want to go upstairs to a quieter space and chat with some of our staff. Then we've also just got an amazing buffet breakfast spread. We have vegetarian, vegan, halal foods. So everybody's welcome, and really just encourage people to come on that morning and feel that sense of connection, potentially make some friends. They can have a chat to our staff if they're, you know, wanting to talk to somebody, if they're having a bit of a struggle on that day, or maybe want to get referred into other services and programs as well.
We're chatting with Gemma Mead, Director of Services at Drummond Street Services, about their annual Christmas Day breakfast. I think this is such a great initiative, Gemma. What do we need to do if we want to come along?
Sure. If you want to come along, the easiest things to do is just Google the Queer Space Christmas breakfast. So that'll take you to an Eventbrite page where you can book. It's absolutely free. And you can just book the number of tickets that you want for the day. And then we'll have all your details on the morning and you just check in when you arrive. And it's from 9 till 11 a.m. on the 25th of December. If you wanted to ring up, if you don't have access to the internet or can't navigate through to the Eventbrite page, you can give us a buzz on 9663 6733 or 1-800-LGBTIQ.
Now, Gemma, you thought you were done and you could get away, but I've got another question for you.
Sure.
Tell us about Drummond Street Services, because, I mean, this isn't the only service that you offer. What other services are available to people?
Absolutely. We offer a really broad range of wraparound supports for LGBTIQA folks through our Queer Space program. We've got close to 50 staff in Queer Space who are all LGBTIQA plus identified folk. We provide everything from housing support through to family counselling. We've got a mentoring program, which is awesome, where we can match people up with either an individual mentor or a family mentor who can mentor a whole family. We have parenting programs. We've got family violence programs, both for victim survivors and people who enact harm. We've got individual counselling, social groups, queer space youth. We run programs for QDPOC young people. And we also have statewide programs in partnership with other organisations.
So there's no need to feel alone. Just reach out to Drummond Street Services. Gemma, fantastic. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks for the opportunity. We look forward to seeing everyone in the morning.
Thank you. That is Gemma Mead, the Director of Services at Drummond Street Services.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.